Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Jag heter Sandra Rollins.
And I'm Jonathan Rollins.
And I'm Bash Rollins.
Och du lyssnar på
Perfekta Paret och Bash.
Hello.
Hej.
Hi.
Vi har en gäst med oss en liten stund.
It was hard to book him, but we got him.
I live with you. Oh yeah, it was pretty hard from getting from point A from your room to point B, my room. Pretty hard, wasn't it? It was a giant journey, wasn't it?
Yes, it was quite a journey. Mm-hmm. But it's getting closer to the holidays, and we were thinking that what we try to do around this time of year is create like a magic around Christmas, because we loved it as a kid. So I wanted to hear what you're looking forward to as far as Christmas.
The greatest thing about Christmas is presents!
So that's what you're looking forward to, just presents?
Oh, yeah, and also candy.
So, candy?
Att man får äta mycket goda grejer.
Ja, exakt.
Vad är det du tycker mest om med själva julafton då?
You buy me presents.
Mm-hmm. Nah. What about other people buying you presents?
Oh, well, they're all okay, but no. I'm just kidding. I think that it's good that I get to spend time with my family.
Are you just saying that?
Yeah, exactly. Anyway. No, I'm just kidding.
What do you think, though?
I think that it's actually good to spend time with my family. Mm-hmm. But also with the presents. If I had to pick my family or the presents, woo!
Okay. That's a tough dilemma, man.
Yeah. Det är mycket julklappsfokus, helt enkelt.
Yeah. Remember when I got that mood ring for Christmas? Then it gray meant excitement, and I kept having gray for Christmas. It was like glowing gray.
Where's that mood ring?
Du måste prata lite närmare micken, Sebastian.
I know where the mood ring is, but it's in the white box. You know that white box that Mickey's got me.
Okay. All right. Well, no,
vad är din bästa julmat då?
Cocktail. I never tasted cocktail.
Cocktail? Don't be trying to get us go to jail. Cocktail.
Okay. I think, isn't that a food ingredient?
No, cocktail is a drink with alcohol in it.
Okay.
Or normally alcohol.
Yeah, well, I've drunk some alcohol in my
Bash.
Day. Okay.
Be serious.
Okay, my favorite dinner on Christmas. Mm-hmm. That's a hard one. I haven't had a favorite dinner in a long time.
You eat the meatballs?
Meatballs, yeah, I guess that's good.
Do you like salmon?
Maybe spaghetti? No, not salmon.
Vi äter inte spaghetti på julen.
Okay.
Vet du vad du gillar? Du gillar ju när vi äter hummer på julen.
Yeah, right. I don't think I like that anymore, but oh well.
What? You don't like lobster?
Oh, that's what it is. Okay, nice to know.
All
right. Now I know that. I'm sorry, okay? Mm. But seriously, what is your favorite?
I like that you want to know that. My favorite food, because now we're living in Sweden, and there's the Swedish tradition. I would say, you know what? I'm shocked at how good they do the Brussels sprouts here. I like the Brussels sprouts. I wouldn't say it's my favorite thing, but it's a pleasant surprise. Okay. But I really like Jonsson's.
Jonsson's och rödkål.
Yeah, it's such a seasonal thing. Mm. That's one thing. Mm. Y'all don't do it Easter that you do at Christmas.
Oh. Second question. What's your favorite food except for Christmas? What's your favorite restaurant maybe? First I'm starting with you.
Med mig. Mm-hmm. Ja, okej. Okay. Jag älskar ju mat som har lite asiatisk touch.
No, I just asked what your favorite restaurant is.
Då väljer jag Surfers.
Surfers is really good.
Also a classic. Anyways, now you are.
Classic!
Okay, anyways, it's your turn.
I don't know, man. I wish I could afford it all the time, but Punk Royale.
Ja, det är härligt.
It's my favorite restaurant experience.
Okay, well.
Vad är din då, Bash?
I'm sorry. Wait, a fist? Okay. Anyways, okay. My favorite is Pinchos.
Good one.
Should have thought about that, didn't you?
That's still not my favorite.
Okay, Bash.
All right.
Tack
it's your bedtime,
for
buddy.
Du var med.
It's not my bedtime. Soon. I just want to be with a little bit, you know, like family tradition once in a while. That's how it works, man.
What's with this dumb snap? All right, man. Give me a hug. Good night. Thank you for joining us on Perfect Departed with Jonathan Rollins.
And Bash Rollins.
I'll see ya.
See ya.
We are back.
Yes.
Thought he would never leave. No, I'm really glad that
han hade kunnat stanna hela.
Yeah.
Om man bara fick en chans.
He likes to talk just like a daddy.
Verkligen.
I don't have any doubt that that's my son anymore.
Du hade det förut. Men du vet ju inte vad som är inlärt och vad som är biologiskt, genetiskt. Så.
Ooh. Is that what we're talking about today? Did we creep into today's topic?
Nej, inte alls. Okay. Jag tänkte att vi skulle fortsätta prata jul. Jag tycker vi kör jultema tills liksom,
until
through
Christmas.
The holiday. Ja.
All right.
Eller hur?
Oh yeah, I'm down.
Jag tänkte på nämligen att du, eftersom att din familj inte, det här kanske vi har pratat om förut, men inte bor i Sverige, så blir det ju automatiskt att...
Why'd you bring it up?
Så blir det automatiskt att vi är vid min familj. Under jul.
I love your family.
Det är ju tur det.
Did I say like a robot? I love your family.
I love your family so
very much.
They're great. Men det är ju tur. Men det hade ju kunnat vara alltså tufft om du kände att du inte orkade eller ville det liksom.
Yeah, I mean we had that last week we talked about that relationship like that.
Precis.
And a little bit before the guy didn't want to go 4 hours, but that was like a long time.
Men det var inte heller över någon julledighet väl, utan det var ju bara generellt liksom att gå och hälsa på. Och det finns ju liksom ganska mycket texter om det här. Alltså det är ju verkligen ett konstant dilemma för människor som firar jul, men säkerligen vilken högtid som helst som förväntas firas. Och,
yeah, like liksom, Juneteenth, you never wanna do stuff.
Juneteenth. Jag tror inte ens svenska vet vad det är. Du kan berätta.
Juneteenth is a holiday celebrating when the last former slaves realized they were free. Which was 2 years after they were free.
Helt sjukt.
They were still working.
Och det är vilket datum?
June 19th.
Och det kallas för Juneteenth.
Juneteenth, yeah. So celebrate next time. Next June 19th, go barbecue.
Bra. Du, jag tänkte att du kan väl do the honors.
Oh. All right. Now it's time for relationships.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, everyone. Looking for some advice here and to see if I'm being a total a-hole. I love these. I love when it's the am I an asshole? Or am I the asshole? I've been married 7 years and every year without fail, we have had Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, and a lot of the time Boxing Day with my in-laws, so they're Canadian. Boo.
Oi.
I've often hosted a Christmas Eve or Boxing Day to get together, and last year was voluntold. That's a military term. To cook Christmas Eve dinner for 15.
Oi.
You can't voluntell somebody to, damn. And bring it to another family member's home to facilitate their plans. I don't hate this. You should. But primarily, I do it for my spouse. Mm-hmm. However, since we've had kids of our own, I'm resenting it and think it's time to focus Christmas on our kids and our home more. Mm-hmm. My parents-in-law and several of my husband's siblings live within a 2-minute walking distance, so I see them virtually every day and really love them a lot. I make a huge effort with them all. His other sibling, who also has kids, lives 20 minutes away. This household is a bit overbearing, and if neither of them are working Christmas Day, doctor and a nurse, they sort of demand that everyone goes to their house so that their kids can play with their toys and be in their own space, which I agree with. Mm-hmm. What about the other kids? Mm-hmm. I've always gone with the flow, which I agree with. I'm sorry. I've always gone with the flow as my kids were so little and there's been no big drama. I'm just so overspending every Christmas holiday with my in-laws and doing things their way, especially now we have our own kids and they're getting older. Mm-hmm. On Christmas Eve, my brother-in-law and sister-in-law with the kids like to have a Santa visit my mother-in-law's house and give them their gifts from Santa. Mm-hmm. Never did this tradition. Mm. Must be Canadian. We are expected.
Men folk är väl lite olika också. Det kanske inte
yeah, that's vara... true. Must be weirdos. We're expected to bring our kids to this as well. This is something that I absolutely hate because I feel like it ruins the magic of Christmas morning. And my kids, I'm with her, are young and don't really like the big loud Santa thing yet and kind of get scared of them. Mm. Last year's Christmas Eve was a total shit show for me and the kids, and even though it was supposed to be for all the grandkids, I felt like my kids were a bit overlooked and kind of left out. Mm. Last year, I told my husband that I would not have them participating in this Christmas Eve Santa tradition again. Mm-hmm. This year, I'm expecting a new baby about a week or two before Christmas. Mm-mm. The in-laws have started Christmas planning again. Santa has been arranged again, etc., etc. And she got a cook!
Men hon kan ju inte förväntas laga mat nu, helt höggravid och nej.
I'm just saying, this is a lot.
I mean, it's definitely a lot.
Santa has been arranging again. Oh, I said that part. I've told my husband in no uncertain terms that this year is going to be the start of doing things a bit differently and that we're going to have to start doing our own thing. I've said that I'm totally happy to visit for a few hours in the afternoon for family dinner on Christmas Day, as my in-laws across the street are hosting, because either brother-in-law or sister-in-law are scheduled to work, and they are easygoing, and I can easily head back home at any point. Mm. But the Christmas Eve Santa is totally out due to experience last year, and it being a tradition that I feel ruins Christmas morning excitement. Mm. He feels I'm being a bit unreasonable about it. I don't think I am. And I said that I just want to build our own family tradition centered on our own kids and not other households this year. Plus, the not-so-small fact that I will be nursing a newborn and potentially still quite sore makes me not so enthusiastic about spending a lot of time in my own space. She should means out of my own space.
Oh.
Okay. I've also suggested... She's like... it's baby brain. I've also suggested that in the next couple of years, we start having Christmas dinner just ourselves at home and spend Christmas morning with the in-laws and maybe even host a Christmas breakfast instead. He isn't enthusiastic. I feel I've been more than accommodating to his family during the holidays for many years, and now I feel it's time for a little change. What do you think, and what would you guys do, John and Sandra? Mm. Thank you for listening and sending that in. Random person on Reddit.
Okay. Jag, alltså, oof, gud.
I'm on her side all the way. I know she's the one who wrote it, but
jag håller med. Jag tycker också så här att jag...
How do you expect your wife to cook all that food for everybody? They must be bad, maybe bad at making food. Mm. Maybe she's the best cook.
Man behöver ju hjälpa till. Frågan är om hon gjorde allt. Vi vet ju inte så mycket.
She detaljer. Said cook for 15.
Ja, men också jag håller verkligen med. Jag tycker hela tiden...
Unless she means make a dish for 15.
Men det står ju liksom ingenting om vad hennes familj gör. Så det verkar ju vara liksom out of the question. Alltså det är inte relevant eller aktuellt.
Or maybe she doesn't live near them.
Mm, precis. Men det är klart att det är jättehärligt att de firar jul och verkar ha en nära relation. Och att de träffas i sin vardag också. Men det måste ju ändå han förstå att han har ju, det här är nu viktigt för honom, han har ju redan ett sånt privilegie att de är i den situationen. Det är klart att han måste ge henne lite utrymme att få bestämma någonting.
Yeah, yeah, like they grew up, like they're cousins or something. Your family is not her family. It's like, you gotta understand that she needs her space. It is her, okay, I shouldn't put it like
that. Nej, det är ju familj, men...
It is her family, but the connection is not the same.
Nej.
She doesn't have that
exact
that magnetic pull that Nej, a lot of families have.
Jag också att det känns
or alltså responsibility att det or obligation. Mm. That's the word. She doesn't have the obligation to be around them. So you need to respect that and make a situation where, and even in her solution, she's being, it's a compromise.
Ja, väldigt mycket måste man ju säga. Hon är ju inte så här, när vi inte träffar
honom. I don't want to be around
Jag gillar också inte, jag blir alltid irriterad när jag hör om så här, äkta makar ofta då, som är så oförstående kring nyförlösta liksom, mammor till barn som tycker att de ska göra alla möjliga saker och inte ha någon
He's
känsla för.
He's a feminist man.
Menar du?
I mean, he understands how strong women are. Mm. And he's letting her use that strength.
Jag blir i alla fall jätteprovocerad av det. Jag tycker det är störigt.
Oh. Well, maybe you need to step your feminism up a little bit more.
I want to punch you in the face.
Oh, is that your brand of feminism? Ja, violence?
Verkligen.
Okay.
Jag blir så irriterad på det.
Really?
Ja. Huh. I alla fall.
No, I get what you're saying. That is, I don't think... In his defense, which I'm, you know, I'm on her side, but on that point, sometimes he just probably doesn't understand that, you know, even though she is telling him, so he should understand, but it's hard to fathom that that is so draining.
Mm.
He's probably not thinking about it like that. He's thinking about it like, what, you're going to be around us and our family. You know what I'm saying? It's not like he's dismissing her.
Sen borde man kanske inte träffa så mycket folk på jul med en helt ny.
Or live 2 minutes from one and 20 minutes from another. It's like, damn. I can understand feeling overwhelmed.
Ja, precis. Men det verkar ju de ändå gilla. Så det tycker jag inte. Alltså, det säger hon ju ingenting om. De verkar ju tycka att det är trevligt. Liksom. De har ju
valt. Right, but if you're having a bad go at it, like she seems to be having, then it could be overwhelming.
Mm. Ja, såklart.
I can see that. And her, and she knows, like, shit, I'm about to have a baby.
Ja.
And I'm going to be expected to be, if not cooking, I'm going to have to spend all my time with these people and do this one stupid tradition. The stupid Canadian tradition.
Ja, ja. Ja, men, no, eller hennes in-laws tradition. Ja, men den kan man ju verkligen backa ut från och bara säga, det kommer inte vi göra. Ja, där måste ju han verkligen bara acceptera att de har gjort allting på hans familjs sätt.
It's easier said than done.
Ja.
Because he most likely grew up with that. I mean, what if he wants the kids to go to the Santa gift-giving thing?
Fast det lät inte alls så. Det lät ju som att det var hennes, det var ju något som de har hittat på. Hans syster. Alltså det var så det lät.
Okay. Ja, well, men in that case, I would
däremot kan jag tro att det är svårt ibland för att om det är så att man har sagt ja till alla de här grejerna ett tag och sen helt plötsligt börjar säga nej. Det tråkiga är ju att det kan lätt tolkas som att man är anti och negativ och tråkig och så här, att det kan bli en grej fast det inte är det hon menar. Bara, nu vill hon vara så där. Ja, liksom att det, och det där måste ju han kliva in och liksom ta bara säga så, nej men vi orkar inte göra det i år.
Yeah. So,
punkt,
you know,
slut. Man behöver liksom inte ens...
The kids don't like the Santa thing as much and we kind of want to go. We don't do anything Rebecca wants to do. So
exakt.
You know, we're gonna do keep the magic, you know?
Ja, men bara så här, vi har en nyfödd bebis, vi ska bara chilla den 24. Det kan man väl ändå få säga.
You know what we used to do in Anchorage when I was stationed there. The local Anchorage news would come to the control tower and we would create a dot like a fake airplane.
Mm-hmm.
So it blipped on the
thing. I used to do that.
It's called Santa 01.
Jättegulligt.
I felt like I was doing a service for the community.
Men vilka såg det?
It was on like the local news.
Jaha, okej, vad roligt.
So they would have the, and we're like, all right, kids, looks like Santa's on the way. I hope you were good this year. I did it one year on the TV.
Ja,
jättekul. Det var så cool.
Ja,
I was like, it's dumb, but it was still sweet.
Jättegulligt ju. Jag i alla fall kollade upp lite grejer angående det här med...
25 reasons
nej,
to
men
ditch
bara
your
så här,
in-laws.
Hur ska man göra om man har problem med sina svärföräldrar? När ska man ta konflikten och när ska man bita ihop?
Okay.
Då är det någon psykolog här som menar att det beror på vidden av problemet, såklart.
Mm.
I de flesta relationer gäller det att vara tolerant ibland, men är problemet återkommande och det är någonting som stör mycket så kan det vara läge att ta upp det. Och så ger han tips, man ska göra det separat på ett icke-kritiserande sätt. försöka använda ett jag-budskap. Till exempel, jag upplever att det är så här. Jag känner så här. Inte du gör fel. Det här har vi pratat om förut i relation till sin partner, eller hur? Att man ska behöva hålla på och linda in saker.
Yes, för
att
folk everybody's bara, so goddamn sensitive.
Ja, man blir så kränkta och känsliga. Så man måste bara, jag kände. Men det kan ju vara fel.
Sometimes it's, you gotta hurt people's feelings. Get your point across.
Ja, jag vet inte. Alltså jag förstår ju poängen med det här. Men ibland när man läser de här om och om igen så känner man bara så här. Folk är så jävla töntiga. alltså inklusive mig själv säkert.
I think saying this ruins the Christmas magic. I think I can say that without having to say
it. Hon måste säga, jag känner
I know. I just kind of disagree with that thing. That part.
För då är det lätt att den andra går in försvar. Det är ju det som är grejen. Om den andra är mottaglig så kan man lösa sakerna.
What a fist fight.
Nej. Med ett samtal. Vissa saker får man leva med. Mm. Det är också en grej de säger. Att så här, försöka tänka ut. Och det, här, det känns också som så här standard i alla relationer. Men så här, prioritera. Pick your fights. Mm. Vad är liksom någonting som du absolut inte kommer kunna stå ut med. Eller som du känner att du inte kan acceptera.
It seemed like she did this in this situation.
Jag tycker också det. Eller hur?
She was like, all right. The one thing that was kind of like off the table was the Santa thing. The kids didn't like it. She didn't like it.
Hon skrev ju också, I hated it. Och då och nu skriver han så här. Det är dock viktigt att man inte går så långt att man mår dåligt av situationer som man hamnar i. Man ska helt enkelt inte begå våld på sig själv.
Oh wow, våld. Interesting. Ja,
för det kan skapa en destruktiv situation att det upprepas. Vilket det känns lite som att det är något som kan hända här. Om man aldrig vågar säga ifrån, då bara fortsätter man bli tvingad att vara med situationerna som man inte trivs med eller inte mår bra. Det kallas för sund självhädelse. Att man är sann mot sina tankar, känslor och behov. Sund självhädelse. Never heard. Sen gäller det att man på något sätt försöker kommunicera ut det på ett bra sätt till de människorna som det berör. Och det kan vara lättare sagt än gjort.
Mm-hmm.
Ska man berätta för sin partner om man har problem med svärföräldrarna?
Yes.
Tycker du?
Yeah, am I wrong?
Små grejer behöver du inte ta upp. Det kan vara känsligt att ta upp något om den andras föräldrar som en kritik.
Hmm. Interesting. Mot Maybe you själv. Should try that.
Men det, va?
You're always going in on my family.
No, I don't. Och inte typ små grejerna. Jag tycker inte jag går in on your family. Gud, vad överdriver. Som vad?
You just blame my mom for breaking the dishwasher.
Nej, jag sa ju att hon inte hade gjort det.
Okay.
Jag sa att hon är så noga när hon sköljer av saker.
You think.
Va? Gud, det är verkligen. Nu väljer att läsa in. Jag sa ju, det är ingen av oss som har gjort det.
But it broke what my mom did.
Men det var inte så.
You made sure to include that it broke what you did.
Gud, du ska...
I'm so gaslit right now.
Du är så känslig.
I'm so gaslit.
Nej, nu får du sluta.
I'm sensitive to the lighting of gas.
Men är det något som är återkommande som man känner att man vill bolla så kan det vara bra att ta upp det med sin partner först. Man kanske kan få hjälp och råd. Eller hur?
Mm.
När det kommer till högtider så är det ju ofta trevligt om man kan fira tillsammans med varandras familjer. Men ibland kan dock relationerna vara allt för dåliga och då tar det ju för mycket energi. Men jag tycker det kan ta energi även om relationen inte är dålig.
Exactly.
Alltså det behöver inte vara dåligt.
Det kan doesn't have to like drain you of positive energy, you know what I'm saying?
Ja.
Or maybe it could fill you with,
Summan i alla fall, jag tror inte att man ska göra alldeles för mycket av plikt och måsten. Då blir det inte så kul att ha med sig sin partner heller om den är där bara för att den måste. Men sen kan man inte alltid göra 100% för sig själv bara och vara självisk i en relation, det gäller att kompromissa. Det är en balansgång. Ja.
Yes.
Såklart. Men det gäller ju, alltså, ja, som vi sa i förra veckan också, det är ju verkligen någonting med de här högtiderna och julen speciellt, att folk lägger så mycket värdering i det. Alltså många som firar jul. Det är så tungt liksom.
Mm.
Att det ska vara på ett visst sätt. Yeah. Och så har man förväntningar och man har liksom...
And you want to give your kids this great holiday.
Om man har barn.
If you have kids. Yeah, and then letting the traditions carry on.
Mm.
and we always have this thing, all of the trauma that our parents
drug
us through, that we're trying to, like, you know, please them and stuff. Just all of the family baggage just all just culminates at the holidays. Oh. Beautiful time.
Okay.
And we're like, bring the spouse into this as well.
Exakt, precis.
You come, why don't we split our trauma dragging, and you drag through your trauma in the morning, we go to dinner through my trauma.
And så skapar vi lite trauma för our own kids.
And then a stranger will run in and start handing out gifts and laughing weird. That's our...
Men det är så mysigt ju.
Yeah. It's the best, it's the most wonderful time of the year.
Mm.
When the kids jingle bell and plenty of cheer.
Ding dong. Ding,
we should finish this episode dong. With our favorite Christmas
the
song.
Most wonderful
time of the year. I started with the beginning and you did the end.
Oh, okay. See?
Perfect about it.
Jag tycker att det räcker så, eller?
Okay. I really feel like I said perfect apart it too loud. And it's on my mind right now. And I apologize to the listener.
Jag tror de överlever.
I hope they survived it. Yeah, that's it. We're getting closer to the holidays. We're going to keep talking some holiday stuff. Send your holiday thoughts and questions and tell us if you like your in-laws or not. Mm. And then send their full name and we'll say it on here and let them know how you feel about them.
Verkligen. Det är vi väldigt...
You were not listening to me.
Jo, vi är nyfikna på att höra alla historier.
You want us to out people's in-laws? That
they
don't like.
Out them. Okej, men förlåt. Jag menade, man kan prata, vi kommer inte säga namn. Det var intressant.
Okay, we won't say names. But I would like to hear people's potential holiday, if there's a little bit of anxiety coming up, let us know. Maybe we can talk through it with you.
Mm.
I think it'll be fun.
Yes. Bra. Thanks so much. Yeah.
We'll be right around the corner talking to you.
Ciao.
Bye-bye.
Okay, I have two new obsessions that I need to share with you. Impress No Glue Press-On Manis and Impress Press-On Falsies Lashes. Trust me, these are getting ready game changers. Both require no glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes, no mess, and no annoying dry times. Just one step and you're done. Boom. Instant glam. Visit impressbeauty.com/presson and use code PRESSON25 at checkout for 25% off Impress manicure and Press-On falsies.